And if you have written a letter lately, you might have done it in cursive handwriting. More about the present and future of cursive handwriting in just a moment. Today's day sponsors on KUAF are the friends of Sonia Jones, because Miss Sonia gives proof to John Keats' words, "A thing of beauty is a joy forever." It is with love, before, now, and always, that her friends wish her a very special 60th birthday, knowing she will always be a spunky, sensuous Southern sweetheart on the Seine or at Seaside. 45 states, including Arkansas, have adopted Common Core Career and College Readiness K-12 education standards, but under the technology-enriched curriculum, cursive handwriting is optional. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich parses the implications.
Learning cursive writing is optional under the new Common Core English Language Arts? Seriously?
Well, this is true.
Tracy Tucker is Director of Curriculum and Instruction for the Arkansas Department of Education.
The manuscript or the mastery of the print letters is listed in the Common Core State Standards, and that is most often important because that is one of the milestones that students have to master as they learn to read.
Historically, children have been taught manuscript or their stick print letters by the end of kindergarten, then go on to master cursive handwriting by the end of third grade. But all that's out the window with Common Core. Being so new, we have no idea how many Arkansas elementary schools have chosen to discard longhand instruction. But 350 students currently enrolled at St. Joseph Catholic School in Fayetteville, which has adopted Common Core, will. A third grade class, arrayed in red school uniforms, sits in a bunch on the tile floor as their teacher, Mrs. Bastide, switches on her smart Promethium whiteboard, a giant interactive computer screen.
But one of the ways that I do teach the cursive writing is I use a software program called Alphamation, and it's helps us with the it's an electronic version of the cursive writing.
Mrs. Bastide illustrates the writing curriculum with the capital letter A.
So when we're learning the new letter of the alphabet, we use this demonstration because it goes through it step by step, and it shows them in an animated version of it.
The children quietly watch as an invisible hand slowly and hypnotically draws the A in perfect form. They follow along, listening to a series of voice cues, tracing fingers in the air.
And then you do it in pencil on pages. Yeah, yeah. And are you, what part, do you know the whole alphabet now?
Yes.
What's the hardest letter?
Z.
No.
G.
Z. Zoe has Z.
Yeah,
G.
But it's hard to write.
Maybe.
G.
It's slow to write X for me.
What's the funnest
maybe
letter?
A.
A.
Z. P.
O.
Wait, S.
And I like the O.
No, the Y is pretty.
Boys
hard.
And girls, do you like to write in cursive?
Yes.
Here's St. Joseph's School Principal, Marcia Diamond.
Children love to learn cursive. In fact, at a school that I worked at, we started halfway through second grade, and the teacher gave the students their cursive writing booklet as a Christmas present. And we had parents who said their children could not wait to come back after Christmas vacation because they knew they were going to start cursive writing. I think it's something that a lot of children see as something adults do, and so it's something that they want to learn.
Plus, Principal Diamond says, the children discover the sensation of cursive writing is much different than printing.
Cursive writing is a fluid movement, and one of the benefits of cursive writing for a lot of students is that you don't lift your pen or pencil from the paper when you're writing. So it actually can be great for learning, and it also, some would say, can be an important element in artistic creativity and flourishing artistic thought.
Plus, as children master cursive writing, they become literate in cursive writing.
When we teach students to do research, when we start that as early as first grade, we teach them to look for primary sources. Well, if you think about how our primary sources exist in this country, they're all in cursive. And so generally, we want to believe that we can produce students that eventually are doing high school work and graduate work and able to read cursive.
Principal Diamond flips through several cursive writing manuals the children use and explains how it's taught.
We teach handwriting to students in K through 3 as a specific subject. And then starting in fourth grade, there will be some assignments that the teachers may require be specifically written in cursive just to continue that practice. But after that point, fourth grade on, the students generally are given a choice for their everyday work on whether they prefer to use print or cursive.
And becoming a skilled cursive writer has advantages, Principal Diamond says.
Another element that's so important is teaching the fine motor skills of handwriting, because if you think about developing the muscles in your hand, those are skills that you would need whether you're going to be sewing someday or a brain surgeon. I mean, you need those fine motor skills that you probably are only going to get through good practice with handwriting.
And many of us who own smart devices are now composing with just our thumbs, which is not taught in school. Back in Mrs. Bastide's third grade classroom, we take a casual poll on thumb typing. Half the children raise their hands saying they really prefer it.
Which is faster, thumb typing or full hand keyboard? Yes.
Thumb typing.
Thumb typing is easy. You think?
What if kids write on paper?
Not only are these third graders learning to print, then write, they're learning to type, starting in kindergarten. Our third grade class continues to hone their typing skills with 30 minutes of keyboard instruction twice a week, and not the old-fashioned way.
So you type A, B, B, like that. That's not how you learn it?
They write sentences, and then you have to type them.
Yeah. That's how you learn to type? You type full sentences. You don't
do
repetitive?
Right from the beginning? You never had to learn which fingers go where?
That's hard work. Remember typewriter class back in the day? If you're like a boomer, here by fourth grade, all students must be proficient in typing. And turns out Mrs. Bastide's third grade class is way ahead of the curve. Because under Common Core, keyboarding is typically taught to seventh graders, computer technology in the eighth grade. So that poses a problem. Common Core standardized testing, which will be rolled out over the next several years, called the PARC assessment, short for Partnership for Assessment of Readiness of College and Careers, does not use graphite pencil on bubbled column answer sheets. PARC is delivered online. Children will need to be skilled typists. A memo regarding this from the Arkansas Department of Education is imminent. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A very special thanks to Mrs. Bastide's enthusiastic third grade class at St. Joseph Catholic School for teaching us some Common Core fundamentals.